CBS News, skydiver's plane crashes in Pearl Harbor. This is Dick Reeves reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It had the makings of a happy event. A skydiving group, a twin-engine plane, heading for a drop into Aloha Stadium in Hawaii, and a big college football game. But there were clouds, and the plane was waved off. It turned away and crashed into Pearl Harbor, not far from the Arizona Memorial. Rock Rothrock is at the Pearl Harbor Naval Base Information Office.
We have been advised by this jump organization, skydiving team that owned the aircraft, that there were 13 people aboard the aircraft, one pilot and 12 jumpers. We have so far recovered six bodies, and we'll be searching through the night for other bodies.
There has been at least one survivor. More news after this.
We're here today talking about Topol, America's number one tooth polish sold expressly for smokers. Listen to what Chuck Gizzy has to say.
I drive a truck. I'm a long-haul trucker. I drink a lot of coffee, and you just sit there smoking all day long. And I don't really take care of my teeth that good on the road, and they get really stained.
Did your wife say anything?
She was getting on my cases, you know, about my teeth were really getting bad. How could you go out looking like that, you know?
So what did you do?
I picked up Topol and tried it, and it's been cleaning my teeth pretty good, and now she's pretty happy. And I like the way they look myself.
Would you recommend it to other truckers?
When I first wrote the letter to Topol, I said if more truck drivers knew about it, it would be a good seller, because Topol did clean my teeth up. It took away the stain on it after about 4 to 6 weeks. It does what they say it does.
And that's just one person's experience out of thousands who are using Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Available now in regular and fluoride 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
Newsweek magazine says it has found out about the source of reports of a Libyan-sponsored assassination team targeting the president and other U.S. officials. According to the magazine, the informant is Lebanese, a former terrorist who sought asylum in Western Europe, is now in the U.S. in CIA custody. It said he passed a lie detector test, claims he helped train the would-be killers, and was at a meeting 8 weeks ago when the assignment to kill Mr. Reagan was handed out. Libya says there is nothing to all the hit team talk, that the reports are the result of what it calls the hatred and fanaticism in U.S. policy. In Washington, comment from Richard Shadyac, attorney for the Libyan government.
I know with substance that there has been no substance to these allegations over 2.5 years. I am not saying that these allegations are true or false. I don't know. God only knows, I think. What I'm suggesting is the orchestration of the media by the United States government to create this climate of hysteria. If, in fact, this is going on, it would seem to me, if there's substance, that this ought to be top secret and should never be disclosed.
Heavy security for Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger. He's in Naples, going to Italy from Turkey to talk about the southern edge of the North Atlantic Alliance. In Turkey, the secretary discussed financial and technical help for the military, and he also had favorable comments about the military regime's restoration of law and order and efforts to put together a new Turkish constitution. John Steinbrunner of the Brookings Institution writes in Foreign Policy Quarterly that the U.S. military and civilian command is very vulnerable to nuclear attack. Steinbrunner says communications tying our leaders together could be easily scrambled, but the U.S. is not alone.
The Soviet Union is about as vulnerable as we are, which means that in this particular area, they are also quite vulnerable to, you know, to our attack on their command system if we chose to do such a thing. There are differences, which the article talks about in very general terms, but the Soviet Union is more dependent upon their command system than we are.
Steinbrunner warns that to try to improve things might indicate to the Soviet Union the U.S. is willing to start a nuclear war. More news in a moment.
When you're out there on the road and you need a place to go, I know a place with good food all night long.
It's a Denny's restaurant, and this month between 11 at night and 6 in the morning, we'll take 50 cents off any of our 7 delicious jumbo burgers, including our new fresh mushroom burger. Try one.
Denny's, you'll love our food.
The Wall Street Journal helps keep you informed of everything happening anywhere that could affect your future and your company's future. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the journal, one for every business day of the week, for just $41. That's less than $1.60 per week. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-5505. That's 800-228-5505. Except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Nantucket Island's annual Christmas stroll was called on account of a storm. Not only that, but hundreds of visitors who had crossed the water for the stroll couldn't leave the island off the Massachusetts coast. Heavy weather, winds up to 50 miles an hour, shut down the ferry boat. Last night, there was some scurrying about to find housing for some visitors. Said one policeman, no one sleeps in doorways in Nantucket. It's expected those who want to return to the mainland today can. CBS News. The Defense Secretary is working NATO's southern flank. This is Dick Reeves reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Against a backdrop of increased security, Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger is in Naples, Italy, going there from Turkey to talk about the southern edge of the NATO alliance. In Turkey, Weinberger delivered high praise to the military government for restoring law and order and moving toward a new constitution. Weinberger also talked about military aid for the Turks. The U.S. attitude at odds with the European common market, which may cut off aid to Turkey over human rights violations. The tighter security blanket around Weinberger is in part due to talk of Libyan-sponsored assassination plots, and in part because of anti-nuclear demonstrations in Italy. One British member of parliament says there is an international plot involving NATO and Northern Ireland. Dan Revive reports from London.
Member of Parliament Enoch Powell said he had evidence of a secret agreement involving the United States, Britain, and the Irish Republic to create an all-Ireland state, which would include Northern Ireland. Powell said there was a plot stretching back 10 years, culminating in a three-way agreement among officials in 1979.
The central feature of that intended transformation is to be the creation of an all-Ireland state, and the great prize to crown the achievement is to be the entry of that state into NATO, thus filling the gravest of all the gaps in the American strategy for Europe and the Atlantic.
Powell said the governments might not even know about the conspiracy. A spokesman for the British government said there was no such secret agreement. Enoch Powell is a controversial figure here who has repeatedly called on the government to send Britain's black people to Africa and the Caribbean. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't know you were on this plane.
My monthly trip. Let's sit together.
Oh, I can't. I'm in the smoking section.
I was always in the smoking section, but I quit smoking.
Oh, yeah? I wish I could. I've even thought about joining one of those $300 group programs to see if I could break the habit.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to quit, and I tried Bantron.
Yeah?
Worked for me. And if you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will help you.
I sure do. Bantron.
Yeah, Bantron smoking deterrent tablets.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will make it easier.
Well, how does it work?
Well, it helps cut down that craving for nicotine.
Bantron does that? To me, that's the whole ballgame.
And it has special buffers that make it work fast.
Oh, yeah?
Easy to take, too. One tablet after each meal.
Well, if Bantron is as good as you say it is...
There's one way to find out.
I'm gonna try Bantron.
Good.
So long, Joe.
See you, Mike.
Hey, next trip, maybe I can get out of the smoking section, huh?
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop, the more Bantron will help you stop. Bantron can help you break the cigarette habit. Available at supermarkets and drugstores. Use only as directed.
Libya charges all the talk about Libyan-sponsored assassination teams stalking U.S. leaders reflects what is called the American terrorist policy towards Libya. American officials say there is no confirmation the hit squads, in fact, are on the prowl, but security around President Reagan and other leaders has been increased. Now, Newsweek magazine says one source of the allegations is a former Lebanese terrorist who defected in Europe and is now in CIA custody in the U.S. According to the magazine report, the informant claims he helped train the assassins and was at a meeting 8 weeks ago where Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi ordered the murder of President Reagan. A plane carrying 12 skydivers and a pilot crashed in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the latest on rescue operations from Rock Rothrock of the Pearl Harbor Naval Base PIO.
Rescue operations have been suspended here early this morning at Pearl Harbor, pending... A sunrise when we will have salvage ships or salvage vessels on the scene to try to recover Bodies still six missing from the plane crash. The count is still one survivor reported in satisfactory condition at Queens Hospital in Honolulu, and six bodies which have been recovered and moved to the city and county morgue in Honolulu.
More news in a moment.
Joe, wake up. Why did you buy such a noisy clock?
Noisy? It's just a normal ticking.
Well, it sounds like Big Ben to me.
Hey, why don't you go back to sleep?
I can't get to sleep. I took an aspirin, too.
Aspirin? But that's for a headache. Hey, try Compose. It's great when occasionally you can't get to sleep. Yeah, I think I might have some.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep at bedtime.
Martha. Martha, time to get up.
Oh, is it morning already?
What were you saying about not being able to get to sleep?
Oh, not after you gave me that Compose. It really helped me doze off.
It's Compose for you.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
2 days away from the first anniversary of John Lennon's murder, fans are gathering from all over in Liverpool, England. There will be special concerts and special broadcasts in honor of Lennon and the music of the Beatles. In the New York Sunday News, a copyrighted interview with Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, quoted as saying her husband was a casualty of the war between peace and violence, between sanity and insanity.
CBS News. U.S. officials traveling in Europe and the Middle East are under very tight security today because of a reported assassination plot by Libyan terrorists. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Defense Secretary Weinberger in Naples, Italy, is getting special protection, and security is extremely tight around Special U.S. Envoy Philip Habib in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Both Habib and Weinberger are said to be marked for death by Libyan assassins, along with President Reagan. U.S. officials are taking the report seriously, and according to Newsweek magazine, they learned of the alleged plot a few weeks ago. The source, a former Lebanese terrorist who's now in the United States under CIA protection. According to Newsweek, the man attended a meeting 2 months ago where Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi personally issued the orders to the assassination team. Yesterday, Gaddafi denied the reports, calling them a product of what he described as the CIA fantasy farm. Tight security in Northern Ireland apparently had an effect last night, holding down the turnout at a Protestant rally. We get details from Andrew Pollock in Belfast.
Less than 500 members of the Reverend Ian Paisley's Loyalist Third Force turned out in Enniskillen in the border county of Fermanagh last night for what had been billed as a major parade. Hundreds of extra policemen had been drafted into the town in anticipation of thousands of marchers. Meanwhile, the Northern Irish Police, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, have revealed that they have sent files on members of the new force who have worn masks and uniforms at demonstrations to the Director of Public Prosecutions for possible legal action. Ian Paisley warned that if the police turned down the force's offer of help against the IRA and took action against them, he was prepared to go to court himself. And he said again that the new paramilitary grouping was prepared to use lethal force against the IRA, though he claimed its actions would be legal under British laws on self-defense. Andrew Pollock for CBS News, Belfast.
More news in a minute.
Brian, why did you show the whole neighborhood that movie of me cutting my birthday cake?
But why not, Fran?
Because those age spots on my hands look as big as pennies on the screen.
Oh, you're too sensitive.
Well, those brown spots make me look older than I am.
Then get some Porcelana.
Porcelana?
Uh-huh. The cream that fades brown spots.
How do you know about that?
Because the last time I visited my sister Sally, she was using it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Porcelana Medicated Fade Cream for age spots, freckles, and brown spots associated with childbearing years. Just rub it in. Watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana works in just 8 weeks. Porcelana at drug counters or your favorite supermarket.
So that's Sally's secret. Porcelana.
That's right.
I wondered why I had age spots and she didn't.
Buying Porcelana tomorrow, dear?
Nope. Today.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch those age spots, freckles, and brown spots start to fade. Porcelana Medicated Cream. Use only as directed.
Rescue workers in Hawaii are searching for more victims today from the crash of a private plane in Pearl Harbor. At least six people were killed when the plane went down in about 3 feet of water. One person was rescued and is described as being in satisfactory condition. Coast Guard and Navy teams are still looking for six people listed as missing. The plane was carrying a team of skydivers who were scheduled to parachute into Honolulu's football stadium as part of a halftime show. Heavy snow is reported across New England today, and Harry Gordon of the National Weather Service says there's no let-up in sight.
The whole thing revolves around a storm that's centered off the central New England coast. There are winter storm warnings over much in New England, except Vermont, Connecticut, and western Massachusetts. In those areas, there are traveler's advisories for snow and occasionally mixed with rain. But the bulk of New England will continue to have locally heavy snow, gusty winds, probably up to 50, 55 miles an hour yet this morning.
Already, Boston is reporting 7 inches of snow. There's still no word on the condition of Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov, who's been hospitalized for the past 3 days, apparently being force-fed. Sakharov and his wife are on a hunger strike, trying to pressure Soviet authorities into letting their daughter-in-law leave the country. Now this.
You know about the 12 days of Christmas. Well, now you can give the 12 months of Christmas. A gift subscription to Smithsonian Magazine. 12 monthly gift packages of entertainment and pleasure, of ideas and achievements, information and knowledge. Smithsonian ranges the world freely, delving into science, history, the arts, culture, just about every aspect of the human adventure. Few general magazines are as detailed in facts and sources as Smithsonian, or as rich in stunning color illustrations. Each article brings out all of the excitement of the subject in vivid, concise language for lively, literate reading. A gift subscription to Smithsonian is only $14 for the year and includes enrollment as an associate member of the Smithsonian Institution. To order in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-2222. That's 800-228-2222, except in Nebraska. A gift card will be sent in your name and in time for Christmas. You'll be billed later. But you must order soon, today, now, Smithsonian, for 12 months of Christmas.
An optimistic forecast from officials at the National Space Agency. They're predicting that by late next year, two shuttles will be in full operation, carrying commercial cargo into space. NASA says that's a good possibility because the shuttle Columbia came back from its most recent test flight in such great shape. Another test is scheduled for late March.